9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn.
Wow.
is on bereavement and joining us right now from the Maryland Terps broadcast team. He is Chris Nocke. What's up, Chris?
What's up, boys?
Nothing much, man. You didn't see me last night, a couple rows behind you, jumping up and down, waving my hand. I was trying to get Coach to put me in. I felt like that would be a better matchup for Canisius.
Yeah, how about that, man? If you had Canisius and 70 points, you lost. Yeah, that's crazy.
did you expect that kind of beatdown?
Yeah, I thought that they would come out and play great simply because the taste of defeat from Friday night and that really hard fought game to Marquette. I figured that they'd have Willard would have their attention, and this is a Canisius team that's trying to figure it out. First year head coach, some new guys. I mean, it was recipe for disaster.
What do you think of Derek Queen? Because it's nice to get these, big recruits in. It's nice to have a big man in there like that. They don't always work out, especially as freshmen. But, I mean, the first game, he got written up in the Washington Post.
Yeah. It's funny. One of those things, you wonder if it's a good thing to be that good that early. Yeah. He had 22 and 20 in his first game. Where did he go from there? So I think he's been fantastic. I mean, he's got these insane hands. The hands and the feet are just, for a guy that size and for a guy that young, he's just beyond his years. He's got a real aptitude for the game as well. He looks like, I'm not in the locker room, but I'll tell you just from being in practices and being around the team, he looks like a great teammate, and he could just really play. I thought that he did a good job last night, too. He saw that Julian was really involved early. I think they were frustrated as a team by Juju's lack of, field goal attempts. Like, he didn't really go get the ball, really, against Marquette, and they didn't feed it to him. So only 3 field goal attempts for Julian. I think the focus was to get him involved early and often last night. I thought Queen did a good job not only making that happen, but also sort of letting it happen. Because he's such an enormous talent, Queen, that I think he, basically let the senior have his way down there. So he looks like he is the real deal as a player. And, again, he looks like a great teammate.
Chris Nocke joins us. Coach, I want to continue with that with Queen. What I was impressed by with him against Marquette was his ability to get the ball at the top of the key and create some for himself. He developed that part of his game. That, to me, that's when I saw the NBA player.
Yeah, and he played bully ball against Marquette, man. He had guys bouncing off of him from that position. He's got the great tight spin, as he goes to the basket when Marquette was able to cut him off. And I think everybody saw just how good defensively Marquette is last night and the way they, they hammered Purdue. That's just a great win for Marquette. And so and beyond that, too, he's definitely got the NBA body and the NBA feel. I thought one of the things we saw in that Marquette game, Rob, was I thought we saw a guy who understands the moment. It's one thing to play well against Manhattan, another thing to play well against, on national TV against a team that's like Elite Eight level like Marquette is. So I love to see that. And that, I think that as you sort of careen towards Big Ten play, and that's coming up just really, really shortly here, Ohio State and Purdue in December, that means good things for this team.
In the years past, it seemed to me that a big problem was turnovers for this team. They would just cough the ball up quite a bit. How much do you think it's improved? To me, it seems like it's improved. And what does it say about what's going on with the team?
Yeah, it's definitely improved. Last night they had 9, for instance. Now, some of it, obviously, you attribute to the quality of the competition, but they didn't turn it over much at all against Marquette. I think that one of the things we saw last year, you know, when the team was guilty of turnovers, it's just a couple of guys trying to do too much. You know, there really weren't many options aside from Jameer Young and Julian. You know, as a result, those guys oftentimes were trying to do a little bit more than they were capable of, as were the, you know, the other guys, as they say. And so, you know, I just think the team wasn't constructed last year the way it's constructed this year. And that team last year lost 2 really valuable guys in the portal, and Hakeem Hart and Ian Martinez, that would have logged a lot of minutes, where instead you had to plug in freshmen who, you know, weren't ready for prime time. But clearly, in retrospect, they weren't ready for prime time.
Yeah, here with Chris Knocke, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, what I'm seeing right now is I saw Kevin Willard's Seton Hall team before he came here. Then I saw Kevin Willard's team here, and I'm like, yeah, it doesn't look like the Kevin Willard's Seton Hall team that I saw. I'm beginning to see that now in terms of the pace, the offensive efficiency, the pace on defense. It's obvious that this is his roster now, and he's put a stamp on it.
Yeah, I loved last night. And I recognize the quality of the competition, but I thought that last night they looked completely, completely well-drilled and schooled in terms of rotations, in terms of pressure, in terms of when to apply it, when to, you know, when to double team, and part of that is having guys, you know, I mean, you can't do that kind of stuff they were doing last night with a roster they had last year. There wasn't enough bench, wasn't enough quickness at all. And so he's got, as you said, he's got his guys, and I think he did a better job of recruiting to his desired style of play. When he went out to the portal, you know, I think he was looking for specific things. He had to get a shooter to take the pressure off the bigs. He knew Queen was coming, so he gets Rodney Rice. That's a big, big get. And Rodney gets the start last night. My guess is that he will never give up that starting position this year. You know, he's better than I thought he was. And he's comfortable playing multiple spots. I just think that he takes a lot of pressure off the big guys. And he also scored big with his point guard. Jacoby Gillespie has been as advertised, if not better. So, yeah, he's got the guys this year to play that style, and we're seeing it. It's pretty cool watching it unfold.
Well, Coach, have fun on Sunday as Maryland takes on Villanova.
I'll be there. Thanks, Rob.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45. But on the other side, it's Commissions Baltimore.
Can't wait to do this one. We're going to talk a lot about sports. Start off with some hockey, but then talk some Ravens football, some Orioles baseball, and the significance of the number 8.
Well, as the Capitals dump in, 4 goals in their last 6 chances, but about to be 0-1 here. Here's Ovechkin, he scores! Has the power play expired? Alex Ovechkin does it again! And Carlson feeds it to him, and he scores! He did it again! Alex Ovechkin is 2nd of the game! He scores on the power play! There is nothing Alex Ovechkin can't do right now! It's 4-1 Washington!
That's courtesy of the Capitals Radio Network. Yeah, and there is nothing that Ovi can't do right now.
Except walk.
Yeah, right now. There's that. But before that, man's on fire. He had 5 goals in 5 periods. He had a hat trick on Sunday, 2 goals on Monday. He is like, what is he, 67? No, 20, excuse me, 27? He could break it this year, 27 goals away, I believe. And of course, Gretzky's all-time goal scoring record. And Ovi may be the best goal scorer I've ever seen. Gretzky's the all-time points leader, but most of those are assists, obviously. Ovi's a I'm not taking away from the great one, but Ovi's a tremendous shooter, tremendous goal scorer.
So you think Ovi is a better scorer than Gretzky?
I wouldn't say that, because Gretzky still is the gold standard. But he may be a better actual pure shooter, because he's just...
So it's the
he
difference
just can place that puck.
It's the difference of Steph Curry and Michael Jordan.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because there were guys in the NHL, in the NHL, they refer to them as not the Gretzky, but still the garbage men. Chris Kreider from the Rangers is one of them. He gets a lot of scoring opportunities and he scores a lot of goals, but he hangs around the net and bangs in a lot of rebound shots, second chances, stuff like that. He's not snapping, you know, wrist shots and slap shots from a distance. But he gets a lot of goals, but they're garbage man goals. But Ovi has just been on fire lately. And now the Caps are leading the Metropolitan, which I think is the most competitive division in hockey, with 27 points. And behind them are the Hurricanes, Devils, Rangers, 26, 26, 25 points. The Caps are number one in that division, which surprises the hell out of me. Second only to the Winnipeg Jets in points this year. So that's some heady company to be in. No one expected this that I'm aware of. But Ovechkin, and Ovi is leading the team, by the way, he's leading the NHL in goals. Kirill Kasperov of the Wild is second behind him, but Reinhardt's behind him. Then Draisaitl, Kasperov, Draisaitl's always up there. But Ovechkin's leading the NHL with 15 goals right now. He's just been on fire. And the question for people is, he's led them to a Stanley Cup in recent memory. And this year, they said they're number one right now in the Metropolitan Division. He's the great eight. We've had a lot of great eights in this town. We've had Cal Ripken. We now have Lamar Jackson. And I just, now Cal Ripken was two-time MVP, 19-time All-Star. Mm-hmm. And we all know about the breaking Lou Gehrig's record. And then, of course, Lamar is a two-time MVP at a very young age. And, maybe the best football player in the NFL, period, not just quarterback. But my question for people would be, who's the greatest eight in the region?
Of all time?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard with Lamar because he's not finished. But neither is Ovi. They're still playing. Well, who do you think will be when all's said and done? When Lamar's career is done and Ovechkin's career is done, assume he's going to break Gretzky's goal-scoring record, who do you think is the best number eight we've had in the region?
I don't like that question.
what would you like the question to be?
I don't like that question, man.
It's a hard question.
That's a tough question.
Question. Yeah. I mean, just think about it. I just like to know what people think about it. 4-1-0-5-3-3-1-0-5-7. What do you think? Can you compare these sports? Because like we do with, Hall of Fame players, you use the eye test and who's the great, was the guy a Hall of Famer? Did he dominate his era? Cal Ripken changed the position of shortstop.
Now, Calvin was one of them. Robin Yount was a little bit before him, and he's about the same size. Cal Ripken, though, you said, did he dominate his era. Sport, his era? No, you're right, because Robin Yount was just 6 feet. So, yeah, we'll go with Cal Ripken on that. You're right, 6'4". I don't know if Cal dominated his era. I'll go with what you initially said, because he was bigger than Robin Yount.
He changed the position.
He allowed A-Rod to be able to play shortstop.
Yes. And since then, you've seen some big guys. I mean, Gunnar's a big guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I mean, these are big men now playing. That position was traditional. He had Bud Harrelson's at shortstop in the 70s and, 5'10". That was a shortstop. Spray hitting 5'10 guys. Cal changed the position. Dirk Nowitzki changed the position in the NBA. So just curious, who do you think had a bigger impact on this sport?
This is why I got to go with Cal. Mm-hmm. Cal changed the sport, changed the position in the sport. He also saved the game.
Yeah.
You all don't want to give him credit for it, and that's fine. Do whatever you want. For those of you that dog Cal because all he does is play every day, which is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard, the man only had 400 home runs and 3,000 hits, which are both great numbers.
Yeah.
Man only had a 788 OPS, a slugging of 47. You know what Cal's on-base percentage was? Was career? 340. Mm. But all he did was play every day.
Yeah.
There's a reason he
it's
played
the Hall
every
of
day.
Fame.
He played every day because he put up good numbers.
They don't put you in the Hall of Fame for coming to work every day. It's beyond that.
But Cal saved the game of baseball. I mean, people were disinterested. And all of a sudden, this Iron Man journey that he had, that was chronicled by ESPN in 1995. And yes, ESPN used them because they were struggling. The game was struggling. So what? You had a reason to use them. So I don't know if any other than number eight, Gretzky, Lamar, did they save their sport? Did they change their position? Lamar one day might have changed the position.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great question. That's why I hate it, because I don't know.
It really is a good question, though. It's just something that, because you could argue this point till you're blue in the face, and nobody, you could probably all be right, because it's just an opinion. It might depend on what sport you like better. I don't know, because I'm torn myself, and I asked the question. I decided to do this last night. Like, Cal basically changed the position. And I think guys that are, they transcend that, what they do are important. Guys like him, and Nowitzki changed the way that position played in basketball. Cal definitely changed his shortstop position and broke the record for home runs by a shortstop. And probably because he was so damn big. A lot of them were much smaller. And Ovi's going to, when it's said and done, I mean, that's scoring goals. He's going to be up there. This is like having the home run title in baseball. He's going to be the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL. So how do you argue against any of them? Seriously, how do you argue? And dude, you even got Joe to wear his OV jersey yesterday.
That's just a Caps jersey. I try not to pick numbers, because whenever I do, they leave. It didn't have a number back. But every single time, like, I got a Manny Machado jersey, and they left. I didn't want to do that again.
I think it's wrong, though. Ed, you talk about the great eights that played in this region.
Mm-hmm.
You got Ovi. You got Cal. You got Lamar. You forget, Mark Brunell wore number eight for the Redskins.
That's right. That's right.
Joe, damn it, Joe. How do you forget him? He wore number eight. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe LaCroix, Encore 945. But on the other side, I want to hear from you. Who is the greatest eight in the region of all time? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. This is according to Adam Schefter. Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis has emerged as a candidate to become the next coach at Florida Atlantic University, sources tell ESPN. Yeah. I didn't make it up. Who's the best eight of all time in the region? 410-583-1057. Joe, you got some text on this?
Yeah, here's a couple. This is one from Casey out of Middle River. I do think all-time Cal is number one, but Ovi will be there by the end of next season. Hopefully Lamar will pass him by the time he retires.
That's a good answer.
You said, who's number one?
Cal now could be Ovi by the end of his next hockey season, and then hopefully Lamar would pass Ovi and Cal by the time Lamar retires.
All right.
And then another person, this is from Wayne. I think Lamar has to win a championship before he can even be in the discussion.
Well, because the other two have won championship.
They have.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Middle River and get Jack. What's up, Jack?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think it's Troy Aikman.
In this area. In the Middle Atlantic.
Oh, in this area. Oh.
Yes, that's the case. That I would have said Kobe Bryant.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Lamar then, man. I'll take Lamar, man.
All right. Yeah, damn, man.
That is so funny. Going?
So where am I spending my money? Because you won the bar tab.
Let's pull back the curtain here. On the break, Rob and I just chatting. He said, how much you want to bet somebody's going to call in with an eight that has nothing to do with this conversation?
Oh my gosh. I said somebody's gonna call and say, you guys forget, I don't know this, but when my dad was duck pin bowling, he had a guy that bowls perfect all the time, and he had the number eight on his towel. You can get something like that. Let's go to San Antonio and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Rob? Hey, Ed. I think it depends on your age, but I would have to go with the Iron Man for now. There's not enough on the other two yet. I mean, the Orioles were a different team when Cal Ripken played.
I'm going with the Iron Man,
and
too.
I'm just turning 40.
Hey, Chris, you don't have to explain yourself, man. You want to go with the Iron Man. Roll with him.
The Iron Man, period.
Roll with him. There you go. Don't explain yourself. It's Cal Ripken, people. If you don't think so, you're wrong.
An opinion.
So you're still wrong. Cal saved baseball.
Ovi and Crosby saved hockey.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They came
from
out
who?
From themselves. There was no hockey in 2004 and 2005. Yeah. Ovi and Crosby were picked one and two, and they saved the game.
Some people think there's still no hockey.
So,
I'm fighting words now. See, that's not right.
They saved hockey.
I don't know. With the Senators Hurricanes game, there were 20,000 people in there. Seemed like a lot of people still like it.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm just messing with you.
I know. But they did save hockey because that was, you know, the NHL, and it was a disaster at that point. Lockouts. And actually, Ovi's would have the record already. He didn't have so many problems like, you know, COVID and lockouts and things like that.
Who's the commissioner back then? That wasn't Bettman.
It was Bettman?
I think so. Isn't that why hockey fans hate Bettman?
That and a lot of other reasons. Yes.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Victor. What's up, Victor?
Man, you are wrong. Check this out. I've seen all these guys play, right? Check this out.
I love you. Go ahead, Victor. I'm not messing with you, man. Go ahead.
Look, I grew up in D.C., so I watched a lot of hockey, okay? But I've seen all these new stuff that I ain't seen none of these cats do. And if Lamar, maybe as the story is written, he may end up number one. And I saw Kyle play. He was towards the end. But I've seen Ovi do stuff, man. I've seen this dude on a power play. Check this out. Two dudes in front of him, backpedaling, looking at each other like, I don't want him. And then the goalie was like, oh, bleep. Ovi fainted to the left, looked the one guy off, tipped the hockey puck up about 4 feet, slapped that thing like it was a baseball coming across home plate.
He did.
Bam, right in there. With the hockey stick. And then he was so cool, he didn't even celebrate. He skated around and started heading back. I've seen him do stuff. Man. It reminded me of a Jordan type. He coming down the thing, and then who want him? I don't want him. You want him? No. He going to score anyway. Ripken, okay.
No. You don't get to go air with Ripken. No, Victor. You can come in here and testify about your man Ovi all you want, but you don't mad Ripken.
Win me a Super Bowl, Lamar.
You mean you don't? No. Let's back up your truck. You don't, man, Ripken.
No. Ovi has done things.
That's fine. That's what you want to say, but you don't get the man, Ripken. We ain't doing that on the show. You can tell me you want Ovi, and we're fine. But we're fighting you, man, Ripken.
A texter wants to know why there's no love for Kyle Bowler.
Oh, his mama love him.
He threw the ball all the way down the field on his knees.
His mama.
I can't believe I forgot about
him. You know what? Well, Brian Billick is the only one who saw that, so we got to ask why Bowler was on his knees. Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Sean? What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Got you. Loud and clear.
Oh, all right, man. I just want to say I think it's Lamar, and there's no knock. You know, I'm a much younger guy. You know, I'm 35. No knock to Cal. You know, I know he still hold the golden hand down here. But Lamar, man, he just did some things in my lifetime, man. And just watching him these few years, it just make me think. Like, I mean, he kind of surpassed Mike Vick, if you ask me, a little bit.
Oh, ain't no kinda. Absolutely. Ain't no kinda. That's no kinda at all. He definitely has.
So with that being said, man, like I said, in my era, I gotta take eight. You know, Lamar. Granted, I do want that Super Bowl, but when you make guys like Miles Garrett put his hands up, come on, man, have a nice day, fella.
Good with y'all. He did make him put his hands up.
Like, he did. Come on, man. That's not right.
I was here, and you were here. And now you're not there, and I'm still here. That's the problem. Let's go on the road and get Freddie. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to say, sorry, that's my GPS. I was going to say, I think it's got to be Cal for a couple reasons. One, his record is never going to be broken. That Iron Man record is just nobody's ever going to touch that. That will last until the, you know, cockroaches are running the planet. And plus, he's a Baltimore boy through and through. He grew up in Aberdeen. I mean, he's a local product. I think that puts him head and shoulders above the other. And I love Lamar. I hope he brings us a ring. But he's a Super Bowl champion, two-time MVP. I mean, his locality plus, like I said, that his record is immortal. So I think he's got to be at the top.
I'm with you.
A lot of people, the way he's maybe right about it. A lot of people thought Gretzky's record would never be broken either. So
see, that requires,
but this was a little different. Yeah.
This requires actually playing every day.
Well, not just that. It's frowned upon. They just don't do it anymore.
That's my being.
It's like complete games.
It's almost like it's frowned upon. You play every day. The union's not going to like that.
The NBA's pissed at you.
Yeah.
Like, making us look bad. Load management.
Playing every day.
Shame to yourselves.
I told you, man. I do load management all the time.
And Bettman's been a commissioner since 93.
That long?
Yeah.
Let's go to Columbia. Get Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm alive. I'm alive. Can't complain. Listen, I wanted to weigh in on this. I think you got to go Cal right now, but I do want to throw a little caveat because Lamar, I think, has done more early in his career because he's obviously still going with two MVPs, possibly a third on the way.
Then Cal? Arc,
I think you got to go Lamar.
Okay. Cal won Rookie of the Year and MVP back-to-back.
82, yeah, not 82, arguing 83. That, but Lamar's got two MVPs as well. He's in, what, year seven?
Mm-hmm.
So
Cal and Lamar over Gretzky?
Total body of work.
No, I'm just asking. You got Cal and Lamar over Gretzky? I mean, over Ovi?
You know, Ovi is tough, but, you know, Ovi, I mean, he came in the league, what, at like 17, 18? It took him 8 or 9 years to get to that first MVP. So I do like Cal and Ovi. Sorry, Cal and Lamar over Ovi.
Okay, cool, man. I appreciate the call, Michael. Yeah, I wasn't dissecting them. Just wanted clarification.
No, absolutely. Hey, look, this is an opinion. Nobody's wrong.
Unless you say Cal's not number one.
Of course.
I need to correct myself, Ovi was picked first in 04, but he didn't play in 04.
He played in 05.
Yeah, so then Crosby was picked number one in 05. That's my bad. Yeah. Ovi won his first MVP in 2008, so it took three seasons for him to win MVP.
So it didn't take nine, like the caller said.
No.
It took him a long time to really, to almost...
Well, to win a cup, it took forever.
13 years, yeah.
No matter how long it takes, as long as you have it. It's on your resume now.
True.
And he wasn't like hanging on and jumping from club to get one. That's his team. He was the man.
All three of these guys have been with one team. Lamar's new, but I mean, it's unusual. Cal never.
That's true.
That's unusual in this day and age.
That's true, man. We talk about all
guys.
And
it's a nice thing.
Wow. Ooh.
Because I got to say, it's really weird when you see, like, I guess when Johnny Unitas went to the Chargers, it must have been a jolt here. Because when I saw Steven Stamkos in a Predators jersey, I'm like, that looks freaking weird. Like, ugh. Just weird. You know, you're captain of the Lightning. You're the franchise guy. You take multiple Stanley Cups. Now you're wearing yellow. Looks just strange.
Let's go out to Steve in Towson. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I got to weigh in with the other caller. I think because of the Cal's locality to Baltimore, you know, if you're talking about the greatest eight in the region, you got to go with Cal just because of that. Because
he's from Havana Grace, you mean?
He's from the area. And, you know, it kind of gives him an edge over the other guy.
Well, that Ovi's out because he's from Russia. that's
yeah,
out.
He's also in D.C., man. So I mean, you're talking Baltimore, so, you know, to a Baltimore guy, I'm talking Cal. But I will say the best athlete out of all of them is Lamar Jackson, without a doubt. So, unreal.
Steve, thanks a lot, my friend. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You can say that. I think people forget that you see these guys in the NHL, all the stuff they do, like that thing the caller was talking about, where he actually takes the puck up and swings out like a baseball bat and puts it in the net. It's unbelievable. They're doing it on ice skates. That's pretty athletic. Just saying. It's pretty amazing stuff.
I can't stand on ice skates.
Most people can't.
Still.
Yeah. So
I can't stand still on ice skates.
I think people forget. These guys are on skates. That's a 6'3" man zipping around.
You ever saw the ice capades and thought, man, that's awesome. New people could skate like that. Yeah, there's no defense in ice capades. that's no resistance other than gravity. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on with you, Rob? Man, you left me hanging yesterday. That's crazy.
How did I leave you hanging? What happened? What'd I do?
Man, look, man, I called your phone, man. Look. I was out in your neck of the woods, man. I had a flat. I had to call.
What time was this?
You know, Rob lived right here. I'm like, hold up, man. He couldn't even answer the phone for me.
Whoa, what time was this, man? I just told you I was sick yesterday. I went to bed early.
Hey, man, this was around like 4:30, man. I went to Mount Carmel.
Oh, I was at a basketball practice myself.
Hey, but I ain't going to lie, man. That was my first time out there, man. I don't know who owned that school or something, man, but upgrade that little gym, man. I thought I was at an elementary game or something.
20 minutes later.
Hey, Rob, why you ain't pick Trippy up, man? Why you do Trippy like that?
I was in practice yesterday, man. I got basketball, man. I was in practice.
That's what I was trying to tell him. I'm like, he probably in practice, Trippy hitting me. Like, man, that's messed up. Mom got a flat, man, you know. I ain't got no jack and... man, you know, and the spare tire flat. I'm like, man, hey, man. I don't know.
Hold on. He's got a flat. The spare's flat. I had no jack. Well, if he had a jack, it wouldn't mean anything anyway because his spare's flat.
I'm like, Rob, I'm like, you calling the wrong person. Rob ain't mechanically inclined, man. He couldn't even get his car started one morning, man, at this driveway, man. Hey, all he needed was a little jump. You know, he was about to call.
What exactly do you want Rob to do if your spare's flat and you got no jack?
I don't care how mechanically inclined I am. Man, don't be putting my business on the street.
Oh, my bad, Rob. My bad. You know, you're a good coach, though, man. But hey, when you come to work on them cars, man, hey, we got to throw.
Bye. And that's the encore of the day. It's Trippy and Rashawn, man.
Absolutely.
Guys.
And, of course, the encore, you know, that is sponsored by the Lion's Den. Check it out, please. Seriously, check it out. Lion's Den, explore without limits and embrace your curiosity. You always should check them out, lionsden.com. Some cool stuff in there. Spice up your life.
East Baltimore. Billy. What's up, Billy?
Bro, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. What's going on with you?
Man, y'all clicked me off. I ain't even get out what I needed to get out yesterday, but I'm ready to be brief, and I need to put this out there, right?
Please do.
Now, listen. I'm going to ask you that y'all see what Rex Ryan was saying about us, right?
Yes.
Now, the point I said that was, not only is Rex Ryan, he advertising himself, he threw Monken under the bus. He really advertising himself. Not only he doing that, he's a defensive coach, and I love for him to be on our team. I love Jim Harbaugh, man, but Rex Ryan might could do the job.
John Harbaugh, you mean? Yeah. So you want him to be the head coach, all right.
The head coach or the defensive coordinator?
He said he loves John Harbaugh, but Rex might be able to do the job.
I thought he meant for D coordinator.
That's not going
to happen. It's never going to happen.
I don't think Rex is going to take a D coordinator job anyway.
He wouldn't take it, and John wouldn't want him, you know, because he wanted the head coaching job when he got it.
Yeah.
And stuff. So
now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn today, Edward?
I don't know. I just thought I would continue with the number eight discussion because that was actually pretty good. People had I'm surprised when people actually stuck up for
Oakland. I got Aaron Rodgers in New York.
Yes. As he said, always going to be one. Pick an eight from out. I have Gary Carter from the Expos and the Mets. But anyway, Cal Ripken, besides the record everyone knows about, you know, the Ironman record, he holds the record for most home runs by a shortstop in Major League Baseball history of 431. And Miguel Tejada is next with 307.
Really?
Didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. And Gunnar Henderson of the Orioles, which you may or may not know because it was recent, holds the record for most home runs in a single season by an Orioles shortstop with 35. And that record was previously held by Ripken and Tejada, who both had 34. So,
that's what's up.
Yeah, pretty cool.
What's up. A couple of national days. National Education Support Professionals Day. So for those, what do they call them? Your paraeducators? I guess that's what that is.
Yeah.
National Peanut Butter Fudge Day. You like peanut butter fudge?
Not as much as like regular chocolate fudge.
Yeah, I'm a chocolate fudge guy. National Child's Day as well. Celebrating all those. Now, Ed, you always take up for my kids when I make fun of them. So I'm making fun of Stephanie Long. Philadelphia, Nashville, now Toronto. You know why I bring up those cities?
Why?
That's where she's gone and now going to see Taylor Swift.
Are you kidding?
She's flying out today to Toronto with some friends to see Taylor Swift
really?
In
Toronto. The Rogers Center? Is that where she's going?
Yeah. Damn private schools. I screwed up. I knew I should have sent her to Poly. Go over there with Kendall Peace, get roughed up a little bit. Maybe go see a SWV throwback concert.
Toughen
maybe
you up a bit.
Yeah. But she's going to, she went to Philly. Nashville, not Toronto, to see Taylor Swift? What am I raised? Who are you? Seriously. Damn private schools, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to Toronto to see Taylor Swift with my friends. And she looks at me like I'm supposed to be excited. I'm not reaching down to high five you. No. Oh,
you had to throw that in there, right?
Yeah, she's short. Yeah. Toronto to see Taylor freaking Swift. My kid.
Your other kid's getting
When started. I was her age, I was going to see Jay-Z. You know what I mean? See Houdini on the reunion tour.
Mm-hmm.
See Bad Boys. She's going to see Taylor Swift.
Amazing.
What's amazing about that?
Her brother's getting something from me because I've gone through all my stuff, my annual purge. That's like a brand new Ravens zip up.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Don't put your eye on it. Give it to the kid.
I'm going to give it to him. You can have it. By the way, speaking of my son, mm-hmm. She said, Robbie, you want to go? He said, I'm good. That's my boy. Yeah. He said, I'm good.
Right answer.
I don't want to be rude, but I'm good.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's fun in Toronto. I was there before, didn't have that much fun, even though we beat the crap out of the Blue Jays. That city just not for me.
I had a lot of fun. I'll tell you, that's...
Commission's Baltimore tomorrow?
No, that's over a drink. You know Lucky drink. Jeans where it says lucky you when you open the fly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone discovered that and made a comment.
She said, lucky you.
Lucky you.
Vinny and Haiti up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.